KETQ,
K2PCB, this is KETQ. A little windy and rainy out there this morning. Keep both hands on the wheel there.
I heard some rain coming down, and just a little bit as I was getting ready, and there's sprinkles on the truck, and everything was wet outside. So it doesn't, I don't see any more rain around me, but you're right, it sure is windy. No problem keeping the truck on the road, but yeah, definitely have to, you know, turn the wheel every now and again. But yeah, there's some dark clouds out in front of me. There's some not so nice clouds, but I've got these pockets of nice bright blue sunshine poking through here and there. So yeah, I'm not sure what it wants to do today.
Well, looking at the radar just a couple minutes ago, there's some heavy rain coming. Probably in about an hour, there's supposed to be some heavy rain coming.
Now that I'm thinking back to the forecast, I thought, yeah, today or especially tomorrow, we're supposed to get rained out. So, yeah, here's what it is. Going to work, trying to kind of think about some of my PTO days. I'm going to sprinkle some in the summer here, but I like to do things. So I don't want to just take off every Friday for the next couple weeks or every Monday. I want to make sure the weather's nice. You can also look at the forecast for next week and throw a day in there. Maybe Lynn and I can go out kayaking in the afternoon and grab my one sister or something.
Improvements on the brown strike, Travis?
I don't know if you doubled, but I heard some congestion in there. The brown stripe. Is that what you're asking about?
Yes, good morning. I'm inquiring to see if there's any improvements on the brown stripe.
And I look back at the layers from the slicer where the brown gets introduced, and there are so many, you know, there's so much purging and there are so many paths, it just blows my mind that there would even be an issue there. The only thing I can think of, we've got a blinking light at pavement. I'm sorry, that's the blinking turning lane into the golf course. The only thing I can think of, the way I set it up is such that that's probably what it is. Yeah. Since I only have four colors, I assign four main colors to the AMS. But then I put pauses in and change out the spools mid-print. Now I set that color. No, I set it up for black. No. So when it went to white, that's what it is. Okay. So when it went from black to white, it thought it was still going black, so it didn't purge that much. Damn. I think that's the problem. It didn't know it needed to purge extra. Yep. I think that's what it is. But I am printing a baseball cap right now to go over it.
But see how well talking it out makes you figure it out?
I honestly don't know how I would have gotten around it unless I could have put a larger purge volume with all the colors. Because it looks at your colors and says, okay, you're going from white to eggshell white. You're going from skin to white. And it won't purge as much, but if you're going from black to white, it'll purge a lot. Or flushing, whatever the term is. But flushing volumes. I probably should have forced higher flushing volumes for every color change. And I think that would have eliminated, but at this point I think it's too late. Like I said, I have a baseball cap printing right now.
How long does it take to make one print?
was doing one color, it would only take, I don't even remember how much time it was, but to do the, with the six colors, six inches tall, whatever it is, it took 29 hours. No, 29 hours plus however long it took me to get back to it to address the pauses and do the filament changes.
Oh my lord, that's a huge amount of time for one print.
And I've done it multiple times. See what you're missing out on, Brad?
Listening to your frustration, I don't think I'm missing out on anything right now.
Brad, how else are you going to raise your blood pressure?
Well, after years of working as a manufacturing engineer, I think I could just take a break on raising my blood pressure. You know how they say, we used to say we would have to design it to be foolproof or idiot-proof. Well, we always seem to get better idiots.
Never underestimate the stupidity of people in large groups.
Agreed. And there was a saying by Albert Einstein, there's two things that are infinite, human stupidity and the universe. And I'm not sure about the latter.
Infinitely true. Allegedly, we're having a employee appreciation luncheon with FlexBeam, and I have no idea if they're going to be like trying to cook outside in the rain, or if they're just going to buy us pizza. It'll be interesting because it said TBD as far as what we're having.
Called getting that invite. I know Mr. Piaka works on some of your amps, and I helped him with some FAs over the year. I don't know where my invite is.
Yeah, we did a big push. We worked a bunch of overtime. We're shorthanded. So we tried to get like this giant order out before a certain date, and I guess we were successful, so this is our reward. Other than where the invitations are, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, if it's for the double time working all the overtime and all that, that's all on you then. I don't need to look for my invitation. I'm sure I don't deserve it. But that's awesome that you guys got that order out. Ooh, got some water coming out of the ground here. Somebody's their storm drain or their washing machine bubbling up out of the ground or out of the pipe here. Interesting. I didn't know that was legal around here.
They could be emptying their pool from their backyard.
Yeah, a few years ago, the village of Lancaster went through and asked to look in your house to make sure that your sump pump was not pumping into the sewer system. It had to pump to the street if you had a drainage system around your house or a sump pump and or drainage, downspout drainage had to drain to the street.
That's what it is then. Yep, that could be. Speaking of that then, did you see some of the scuttlebutt online about Lancaster wanting to pass through a law about lighting? They want to limit the amount of lighting you have in your yard such that it doesn't disturb the sleep of your neighbors or annoy them, and they did use the word annoy, and that at your property line it needs to be at or below a certain candle power when being viewed from your property line.
Annoy is so subjective. How could they justify or quantify it? Because my level of annoyance is different than your level of annoyance.
It's
73 to you both. This is KE2GDQ, and we are clear for today.